Welcome to the Show It Off podcast special series, Siren Mama Saturdays, a short moment for a confidence boost for unattached siren mamas. My name is Sarah Faye Schaff. I'm the host of the Show It Off podcast, which drops its full episodes every Monday, each with the intention to help you build more confidence and self-love. Are you thinking about leaving the father of your children? Have you left already? Did you leave and have since found love again? Do you have days where you think this is impossible and how are you going to make it? Then this special Show It Off series is for you. Each Saturday, I will drop a bit of encouragement that will help you through your weekend and your journey as an unattached siren mama. Happy Saturday, you beautiful siren mamas. I hope you're doing okay. I've been thinking about you at home. Probably thankful that you're not at home with your ex. I've been home alone with my baby. This was the plan for us to relax for a week for her spring break. But now that we don't know when her school is going to open again and all the things that you already know, it's a little nervousing. How many days can we be shut in together? How many days can I homeschool her when I'm not really prepared to homeschool her? I've been thinking about all of you, probably like me, wanting to make play dates, not knowing if it's okay. Maybe you're just you and your baby, and maybe you have other kids, and you're just in the house, and for how long? So here's some things that I've come up with that are helping me. And I knew it would help you too, because we're all connected, as we can plainly see, more now than ever. I had a really challenging time with my daughter yesterday. We made a gingerbread house, because I bought her the gingerbread house kit back at Christmas. I actually bought her three, and we only did one, and we had two more to do. And I thought, hey, let's pull out that gingerbread kit. And I was really fun making it, and then she wanted to eat some of it, and I let her. She ate like four bites, I swear, but that was enough to send her into a crazy sugar meltdown insanity that lasted like half an hour, and it was very upsetting. She was hitting herself and screaming, and she wouldn't stop, and I was getting really upset. I tried to stay calm. I know that's what we're supposed to do. But I flipped, dude. I flipped. I was just like, please stop screaming. Stop hitting yourself, you know. And after everything finally settled, I embraced her, told her that I loved her, breastfed her, and she finally calmed down, and I calmed down. And after she went to bed, I started researching gentle parenting. Something I read up a lot on when she was really little, but it really is easy to gentle parent a infant. You know, it's a whole nother thing when they're a fiery, feisty, defiant, nearly 4-year-old like my daughter is. So I did some research and boned up a little bit on that, and I feel like I really just need more support. And since I can't have that in the way of, you know, play dates and her school and neighbors and friends like I had before, because, you know, I don't have any family on the island with me. So I've gotten really lucky and creative and thankful with the Ohana, or the community that I've been building. But now that I don't have access to them for an undetermined amount of time, the support that I'm getting is coming from just learning, research, reading about educating myself, listening to podcasts on how to really step up my parenting and be a better mom. For the past, 8 months, I've been really, really focused on building my business, on, growing the podcast, on starting my YouTube channel, and coaching my one-on-one clients. And that's been amazing. And I've been able to do that while she's at school. I also do side jobs like clean houses and serve food while she's at school. And now, I have to figure out how I'm going to do all of that. Right now, I'm recording this podcast while she's sleeping. And thank God, because she hasn't been napping. She just slept for y'all today so we can have this podcast together, this episode. So I'm sharing that with you, a couple of resources that are really helpful for me in this time to help me just step up my mom game, because now that I can't focus on the work, I'm focusing on just being an exceptional mom, like being the mom I want to be, because I know I haven't been. I know that I've been, you know, not spending as much time with her because she's been at school and I've been focusing on work. So here are the resources that are helping me that could help you too. Number one is Audible. As a mom, reading a book can be hard when your kid's around all the time. They interrupt you a lot if you try to read around them, or you're just too tired if you try to read after they go to bed. And so that's why I love Audible. And I listen while I'm washing dishes. I listen while I'm cleaning. I listen while I'm cooking. And she's playing and doing her thing, and also it's really great for her to listen to a lot of the things I'm listening to. It's really good for those things to get into her mind. So Audible's great. I also have been utilizing YouTube, and a couple of channels that I really love are Ellen Fisher. And it's a little bit hard to watch her channel, I'm not going to lie, because she basically has my ideal dream life. So it's a little bit hard to watch sometimes. It's easy to get jealous and compare when we find someone like that. But I also know that my highest self can see that and say, yes, please. Thank you. I'd love to have a life like that. Thank you for showing me what's possible in this universe. That takes a lot of maturity, emotional and spiritual maturity. And, I don't always succeed at that, but I'm doing my best. And I still love the gentle parenting tips she gives and the recipes and just the beautiful images. It just makes me feel good most of the time. Also is Teal Swan YouTube channel. If you guys haven't already heard about Teal Swan, my friend Melanie, who you guys have heard be interviewed on this show before, she's the host of Wildfire Podcast. She introduced me to Teal Swan, and I'm so glad that she did. That woman is extra special, you guys. She is amazing and such a clairvoyant, intuitive, wise woman, captivating. And I learned so much every time I watch one of her videos. So sharing that, passing that along. She has some really, really great things to say about what's going on right now as well in her latest video. Her last one is coronavirus manifestation of narcissism. I'm pretty sure that's what the video is called. So you can see just how deep she goes by that title. Also, lastly is... So the libraries are closed, as we all know, but I found that some used bookstores are still opened, at least here in Hawaii. I don't know how it is where you are, but I was really, really stoked to find the used bookstore open, and I bought a bunch of books and DVDs from, you guys might not know this, but I don't have Wi-Fi at my house, so if I watch a movie, it's on DVD, and I got the 5 Love Languages for Kids book there. And that book, I'm so glad that I got. It's really helpful to help us understand how our children give and receive love. And everybody's different. We all give and receive love in different ways. And once we understand each other's love languages, it's a lot easier to, you know, really give and receive love in a way that feels accurate. So also, I'm going to share with you something that I'm doing that I think will help you is I'm bringing my self-love game up to another level. And you guys know I'm all about self-love. I'm all about confidence and prioritizing myself. And, you know, being an unattached mom, sometimes I fail. Sometimes I put myself last. And I know that when I do that, everybody suffers, especially my daughter. So I'm bringing my self-love up to the next level. I just ordered some skincare products from Melaleuca, and I'm so excited to get them. They're sitting here in my car with me. I just picked them up from the post office. I have been asking myself before I do anything, what would somebody who loved themselves do? The first answer that pops into my mind, that's my intuition telling me the answer. And I'm showing the universe that I mean what I say when I say I want to bring up my self-love level, my self-love game up a level by acting on that intuition immediately. So like I was looking at my pantry yesterday, like kind of bored, not really hungry, just kind of wanted to eat. Looked at my pantry and I asked myself, what would somebody who loved themselves do? And I just thought about drinking water. And I was like, yeah, that's what it is. I just need to drink some water, go do something with Luna. So we drank a bunch of water, and then we planted some strawberries outside on our garden. And thank you to my dear friend, Carrie, who is also a Show It Off podcast listener, and my neighbor who brought me some starts for us to plant. So some cakey plants. Thank you so much for that. That was fun. So asking yourself that question could lead you in a really different direction. Like, had I not asked myself that question, I might have just put away a bag of chips, like down the hatch. But since I asked myself, and I'm going to repeat it so that you guys remember, what would somebody who loved themselves do? And you just ask yourself that all the time, every day, throughout the day, and don't stop. Like as the weeks go by, the months go by, the year goes by, keep asking yourself that question. And let's see what happens when we keep acting on the answers to that question. Bringing your self-love up another level. This is a time where we need to be really intentional about connecting. So please, if you're listening to this on the Anchor app, you can leave me a voicemail. I would love to hear how you're doing. I would love to hear what your concerns are, your questions are, if there's anything you need me to speak on. You could also go to Show It Off Podcast on Instagram and leave me a DM or a comment. And you could also email me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Anything that you want me to speak on, anything that any resource that you found to be helpful, anything that you would love for me to share with the other mamas who listen, any questions, anything at all, let me know. Connect with me, please. I would love to know who's out there, who's listening, what your thoughts are. And even if it's not rosy, even if you are like telling me something that isn't so great to hear or it's sad, like I'm open to that. Like I'm open to hearing what you have to say. And I would love to connect with you in any way that we can. I would love to know where you're from. I would love to know how long you've been an unattached mama. I'd love to know how many kids you have. What are your biggest concerns, your biggest fears, your biggest worries? What are your biggest problems? What are your greatest rejoices? What are you celebrating? What's your best resources right now? I want to hear. I am writing a book for us right now. It's all about how to go from being a single mom to being an unattached siren mama. And the best way for me to make that book as awesome as possible is to hear from you and hear about what you're thinking about and hear about what you need and what your problems are, because that is how I know how to solve them. And that is how the book is going to be really life-changing for the unattached mamas in the world right now. So let's connect. I love you all. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being proud enough to show it off because you are worthy. Okay, I will see you next Saturday. If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off book club today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting this episode now to at least one unattached siren mama you know. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment to leave a review, thank you from the bottom of my heart. For more support in being confident and self-loving as a once single mom, now unattached siren mama, go to sarahfayshoff.com. When you enter your email there, you will automatically get the free gift of the 5 yoga video series, Yoga for Confidence, with me, Sarah Faye Schaff. Remember, you are showing your kids what it looks like to never settle and to live your life rooted in self-love and confidence. So be proud and show it off.